My name is Mario Franco, and this is episode 378 of EdTech Alpha Minute. The purpose of this episode is to present one of the five aspects of UNESCO AI Competency Framework for Teachers. The framework have five aspects, and one of them, the first one, is human-centered mindset. This is what this episode is about. I hope with this episode we can give you an overview of this first aspect of the framework. In this first aspect, human-centered mindset, it's important to look at the UNESCO AI Competence Framework for Teachers and see what they mean by that in detail. In this case, as this explained, is the first aspect, human-centered mindset defines the values and critical attitudes teachers need to develop towards human-AI interactions. This means the teachers are encouraged to always put human rights and the needs of human in the center of the usage of AI. That is this first concept, which is in the core of the framework when they define the different competences and when they specify the impact of this in the learning goals or this kind of detailed information. But that will be later when we arrive to a more detailed information. Then, teachers are encouraged to nurture critical methodologies to evaluate the benefits and risks of AI, to ensure human agency and human accountability, and understanding AI's societal impact and implications for citizenship in the era of AI. That is the core of this aspect. Then, when we look to this framework and how this can be used to train teachers on the use of AI, the first aspect to be considered is real, the human-centered mindset. We need a lot of podcasts to explain all the concept, but they have in the framework three levels of progression: acquire, deepen, and create. And in these three levels, each of them have one application of this human-centered mindset. For acquire is human agency, for deepen will be human accountability, and for create, social responsibility. Each of these will be detailed in different podcasts. Then this one is only to highlight this first aspect, the human-centered mindset, as the first aspect of the framework. I hope this is useful. I hope you enjoy this information. You can come to our webpage and look for this podcast and other resources related to this. I hope to see you in our next episodes. Thank you for listening.